Hi, and welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson, making your bass hit on small speakers. I'm excited. We're going to build a three-layer drum and bass bass that reads on phones, laptops, and car stereos. Follow along, and I'll give you exact device chains, parameter starting points, and quick diagnostics so you can troubleshoot fast. Section 1. Lesson Overview. The goal here is simple. Make a bass line that reads and punches on small speakers. Small transducers can't reproduce deep sub reliably, so we'll give them harmonic content, mid-range energy, and a sharp transient so the bass is heard even when the sub disappears. This lesson assumes you know Ableton's basics, session and arrangement view, routing, and the stock devices, operator, wave-eatable, simpler or sampler, EQ8, saturator, compressor, glue, multidan dynamics, utility, drum bus, frequency shifter, redux, spectrum, auto filter, and a limiter. Section 2. What you will build. You'll create a three-layer bass template. First, a mono sub layer for true low end. Second, a mid-growl layer full of harmonics for energy between roughly 200 Hz and 2.5 kHz. Third, a short click or transient layer to give that attack and presence. Then we'll process the group to glue everything together and set up a small speaker checking workflow. Section 3. Step-by-step walkthrough. Track setup and routing. Create three tracks and name them bass sub, bass growl, and bass click. Group them into bass group and set the group output to master. Pull initial faders down to preserve headroom. Aim for between -6 and -12 dB on each layer. Put a utility on the group early so you can quickly mono check and meter. Design the sub layer. Use operator or wave-eatable. In operator, use a pure sine on oscillator and set pitch to either -12 semitones or keep it at root depending on how deep you want it. If you use wave-eatable, pick a sine or triangle wave-eatable, keep unison off and no detune. Then add an EQ8, high pass at about 18 Hz with a steep slope, 24 dB per octave, to remove an audible rumble. If the mids feel masked later, try a bell cut around 300 to 400 Hz of -3 to -6 dB. Add a light compressor, ratio 2:1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release around 80 milliseconds, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Finish with utility set to 0% width to force mono and reduce gain by 3 to 6 dB to keep headroom. Keep the sub pure and mono. Remember, small speakers usually won't reproduce below 70 Hz, but the sub anchors monitors and adds weight on larger systems. Design the mid-growl layer. This one's the most important for phones. Use wave-eatable, analog, or a sampler. Pick a thick wave-eatable, something sawish, with 1 to 3 voices of unison and minimal detune. Low pass the patch around 1.2 to 1.8 kHz to taste, and use a slow LFO sync to eighths or quarters to modulate wave-eatable position or filter cutoff for movement. This audio version is shortened for playback.